We are learning Maseches Mayit Katan Daf Tezvav Amud Aleph, and we are continuing to go through the halachas of Avel, Menudah, and Metzaira. The first thing we discussed on Daf Yudal and Beis was about Yom Tif, that we said Avel is not Noyeg Yom Tif, and we said Menudah is a Suffolk, and Metzaira is Noyeg on Yom Tif as it comes out in the Gemara. Now we're going to go to the next thing, taking haircuts. We're starting two lines from the bottom of Yudal and Beis. Avel also b'tas baris. Avel is not a take a haircut. But the kamalei rachmano bnei Aaron, because you see, the Torah told bnei Aaron that they are exception. They should not be noyig avelus. Why? Because since the avelus happened on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which was the day of the Chanukah Hamishkan, so Hashem didn't want them to disturb the simcha of that day, and therefore he said, "Rishoychem al tefro, don't grow your hair long." Mechlal the kuli amasa. Mechlal that everyone else is aser. To take haircuts. All Avelim us take haircuts. That's Avel. What about Menudah or Mitzayra? Menudah and Mitzayra, Mayhem, Betas Paris. What about, what's Halacha about a Menudah and a Mitzayra? Are they allowed to take haircut or not? Tashma, we learned to the Braisa. It says the Braisa like this. Menudah and Mitzayra are Surin L'Saper V'L'Kabbis. A Menudah and a Mitzayra are also to take a haircut and to wash laundry. So you see the first of Braisa, the Halacha of Menudah and Mitzayra. The question is that why don't we bring a raya from our Mishnah? The first Mishnah in the parak that we learned yesterday says that Ve'elu Megalchem Amayid, who is allowed to take Chal Amayid? And one of the cases were Menudah Shetiru Lechachamim, and also Metzaira that became Tar. So you see, Klar, the Asa B'tas Pirus, it says they could take Hirkan on Chal Amayid. So the Ritva asks Kasha on the Mishnah, and the Ritva answers that maybe you would have said that really. They're allowed to take a haircut. But just the minute is, the derech is, someone who's bitzar doesn't take a haircut. I mean, no, I'm sorry, they're bitzar, they're not going to take a haircut. So therefore, they're allowed, you would think, they're allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed because they weren't supposed to take a haircut before Yom Tov. Why not? Because they were bitzar. Back upon him, that's what we arrive from this price, that Menudah Mitzrayim Asurim L'Saper L'Kavetz. And the price goes further about Menudah, Agav, Menudah Shemes, a Menudah who dies, while he's benidui. Benidui means sometimes Bezdin puts, we'll call it a cherim, Bezdin puts a person into cherim because they didn't listen to Bezdin or because they did something wrong. So if he dies while he's still in a nidui, Shemeis, Bezdin seiklum sereinu. Bezdin stones their coffin, their urn. Rabbi Yudai Meloishi Yamidu lo galav arm galav shalachan. You don't mind me stone them and put a whole pile of stones on top of them like they did to Achan, who did something wrong in the days of Yehoshua. Ella Bezdin Sholchin Menichin Evan Gedel Arayno. All they do is put a big stone on top of his Arayn to show Lamdcha Shekal Masnado Meis Beniduya Bezdin Soiklim as Arayno. Just to show as a simon that we are Soiklim as Arayno, but it's not mamish like a huge pile of stones. Just put one big stone. Okay, that was the second thing we discussed now about Avel Menudah Mitzayra. Now we're going to go further. Another thing. Avel Chayiv Va'atif Asarayno. So Avel is Chayiv to cover his face until his mouth. He has to cover his face. And when Avelim walk in, he should open it up. But when he's not sitting with people, he should cover his face. How do we know that? But the Kamla Rachman Yecheskel, the whole parish in Yecheskel, where Hashem tells Yecheskel that your wife's going to die, but you're not going to be able to be knowing regular Avelis. And it says there, Vleisata al Sofam, you're not going to cover your face until your mustache. Mechlal the Kuyam Chayiv. It sounds like mir that all other Avelim are Chayiv to cover their face. Now, what's the halacha l'maisa when it comes to Avelim? So, are we knowing? Right? So we paskin. So it's paskin's halacha. It's halacha in Shulchan Aruch and it's halacha in the Gemara that you have to cover your face. Someone is avil, cover their face. So in Shulchan Aruch in Shin Pei Vav it says avil chayv atif es roish. The haynu sheyachase roishay betalis or besuda v'yachse ksas al piv al roish achay. Then you cover your face and a little bit your mouth, a little bit your nose. That says no mechavas. Doctor Ma, but yes, Eimer Mishain Noyigim Dinas Elu Batifa. The Chena Minig Poshut. He says the Minig is we don't know that. Ain't Lahach Milashanis Mashloy Nogu Avisenu. Don't be machmor. Somebody wasn't the Minig, so the Minig is we don't do Atifa Sarosh. But the Ma'aseh Medina the Gemara really is doing Atifa Sarosh. What about Menudah? So we're going through again everything. Avil Menudah and Mitzayra. What Menudah? Ma'al Batifa Sarosh. Om Rav Yeh. It says in a Mishnah in Masechtas Tainis that after the 13 fasts that the people fast that and there's no rain, what happens afterwards? Afterwards, they're very upset. They're very noyig avelus by himself. No, or nidui. Let's see what it says in the Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah, you'll remember this from Tainis. They sit wrapped like Menudah and Avelim, Achirach Malayim Neshmaim. So what does it say in this Mishnah? Menudah and Avelim. Sounds like they have to cover their face. Omle Abaya, no, don't bring a rabbi there. Why? Do Menudah Neshmaim Shani Dechomer. Maybe Menudah l'shamayim is worse. There, we're talking about people who, the oilam there, the tzibur, they didn't have rain, and it looks like Hashem was upset at them. That's already a big darga. So there, you'll be cover your face. But regular menudah, maybe not. So we're not sure about menudah. So the Gemara comes out of a suffix about menudah. Mitzayra ma'al b'tiv esarosh, what about mitzayra? Tashema, the pasuk says, v'al sofam yata. First, the pasuk in the Torah that they cover the face. Meklal shechayiv b'tiv esarosh, shema minah. It says, "V'al sofim on the mustache they cover." V'chal shechayiv ba'atifas haroish shema mina. Sofim is a lip, so the mustache. Al kaponim it says that yechayiv ba'atifas haroish by mitzayra. So let's chazara. Ovel is chayiv ba'atifas haroish. A menud is a sofik, and mitzayra is chayiv ba'atifas haroish. Vayte. What about tefillin? Ovel also aniach tefillin. Ovel not wear tefillin with the kamalei vech. One of the cheskel, the pasuk says to yecheskel, like we just said before, yecheskel with different dina avelis. He was telling him, don't be noig these avelis. Hashem was telling yecheskel, do not be noig these avelis. It says in the pasuk, pe'ercha chavash alecha, wear your tefillin. Mechlal the kuliyam aser. Mechlal everyone else, all other avelim are aser but tefillin. What about menuda? Menuda ma'av tefillin? Teiku? Not sure. Don't know. Mitzrayim ma'av tefillin? Tashema. Let's try to bring a riot. Tashema. Says in the pasuk in the Torah, and we mentioned this pasuk again yesterday's daf. But Saruah Shaboya Nega, begod of you Frumim, Veroish you Perua. Says in the pasuk that one was Mitzaras, and the word Atzeruah is extra. But with the one was Mitzaras, it says begod of should be ripped, Veroish you Perua. His head should be uncovered or maybe long hair. Val Sofam Yata, V'Tamin Tamin Yikra. It says in the pasuk. So the darshan is the brice like this. But Saruah the Rabbis Kohen Gadol, like we had yesterday. It's Merava Kohen Gadol that he. Practices the laws of Mitzayra even though he's a Kohen Gadol, and that was the right that Yontif you have Mitzayra. But God of Yifrumim means Shem Karam, which wear ripped clothing. But Roisha Yifrua, ain't Peria Gidosar. The Tanakhama says, Rabbi Yezer says that Perua means Gidosar, you have to grow your hair. And this really could have been in a car before. We had a Shaila, Menudah Mitzurah, Mahamat Aspires, Tabar Ahmed. Tais speaks out, you maybe, if you're Rabbi Yezer, you could have maybe brought this as a Raya. So Tais says, going to Kodalam Aniyama maybe. Rabbi Kiva Imer, no, Roshi Yipurua does not mean Gidlsa. What does it mean? Kiva Imer, Nemra Havaya Barosh, Nemra Havaya Beged. It says, by Begadim Yu Purumim, and it says Yia Purua, both Havayas. Just like a Beged is not part of the Guf. The same thing, Ma Havaya Mura Beged, Dovash Chutzu Gufay, something added to the Guf, a piece of clothing. Avavaya Baroshoi, Avavaya Baroshoi, the Varosh is Dovash Chutzu Gufay. So it says, Rabbi Kiva is saying, it does not mean grow your hair. It means you should uncover your head from something that you usually wear. My lav at tefillin probably means tefillin, right? Rosh Yipurua means don't wear tefillin, so it's a raya. Mitzrayim wear tefillin. Amra papa loya kumsa v'sudra. It means a special head covering that the people used to wear, like a yarmulke or a cloak that they used to wear over the head. So that they should not wear the mitzrayim. They should not wear that thing, and that's what it means. Perua. It's almost no raya to tefillin. So a kapana by tefillin avos aser menudas masafik and mitzrayim is a safik because coming out with a safik. What avos aser to wear tefillin? Yeah. Oh, so you're going to ask me how long? So that's a place in the Gemara later on. If it's after the first day, after the second day, or maybe after Kavura. A local mind says after Kavura they wear tefillin, before Kavura they don't wear tefillin. That means if before Kavura, Avil do not wear tefillin. Yeah, so it's within Avelis, not within Aninus. Within Avelis, they're not allowed to wear tefillin. That's what it is. So the Gemara will talk about it later on, about that, but you're right, it's Machlaikas. So we're getting involved in the Machlaikas, it's true. Ovel, if you want another question, is that we said before that the Mitzayras are Sofam Yata. It says in the same passage, he covers his face. If he's not wearing a Kumsa Vasudra, how is he covering his face? So there's different Mishatim. Some say Taka, this man, Yama, argues on Sofam Yata, doesn't mean that, cover your face, by Mitzayra. And others say it means that they had like a, wasn't their regular thing they wore over the head, there was a different head covering that they used to cover their face. Ovel, now go invite this. So that was Tfilin. Ovel, now what about Shilah Shalom? Ovel also Shilah Shalom. Ovel is not allowed to say Shalom Aleichem to someone, and you can't say Shalom Aleichem to him either. The Kumle Rachman of Yecheskel says, the Torah, Hashem told Yecheskel that one thing you will prava for Avelis, you will be Noyig Avelis, Hanik Doim. Hanik means a lotion of someone who's in pain. Doim, you have to be quiet. So that's we learn from there that Ovel has to be quiet. Menuda Mal B'Shilah Shalom. So that's Ovel. What about Menuda? Zilat B'Shilah Shalom? Amarab Toshima? Amarab Yezid Toshima? It says in that Mishnah that we just mentioned before in Tainis that after the 13 Tanesim and the rains told it in Kalam, it says they sit there, Mamish like Avelim. B'Shilah Shalom Shemadon Chaveroi Kamei Adam Hanazuf and Lamakam. They don't ask, they don't say Shalom Lechem to one to each other like people on Hanazuf and Lamakam. So you see that Menuda does not say Shalom Aleichem. Amalei, no, Abai, Dilma, Menudel Shemayim, Shani Dechomer. Maybe because it's Menudel Shemayim, it's more Chomer. So we're blind by a Suffolk, by Menudel, it could be Shalom Shalom. Mitzayra Ma'a Vashila Shalom. Tashema, Bal Sofam Yate. And we dash it besides for the drasha of covering your face, we dash it also Shays for the size of Medavaka Zuazu. That your lips should be attached to each other. Shikimanud Vaival, like the Bible says, you should be like a Menudel over Aval, for also Vashila Shalom. That you also b'shilah shalom shema minot. Is it clear? Mitzvah is also b'shilah shalom. Now, how do we darshan from safam yata? There's been two things. So Taisa says you can learn out both drashas from it, or it says safam and not safa. But others say that we just said before that if you hold kumsav asudra, so then you can darshan if you're not wearing kumsav asudra. How do you cover your face? So you could say this is that man the armor. Hold safam yata means something else. It means that it should not be shayel shalom. You shouldn't say hello to anyone. But Maraz Akasha, l'char this brisa mentions minuda. This brisa, which is talking about mitzayra, it says safam yata and should be like a menudo evil and also b'shilah shalom. So it sounds like menudo also is also b'shilah shalom. Before we said we were unsure. Nifshay mineh lemenudo. Amar v'achar pinchas b'ed Rav Yosef. Mikdala she'aser she'hei kemenudo. It doesn't say it's aser. By menudo it says that a mitzayra she'hei kemenudo ka'aval k'tani. V'milacharis it means v'agavi other things. You read the Brisa, he's like a Menudah and all the other things, and he also asks B'Shilas Shalom. Don't say Menudah is Aser B'Shilas Shalom. So again, just to recap already, because we'll keep on trying to chazer, all different things. So the first thing on the day was about Taspiris that they all three had. Then we had about Atifas Arosh, that we said Avos Chayiv, and a Mitzaris Chayiv, and Menudah is a Safik. We're not sure about a Menudah. Then we had about Tefillin, so Avos Aser, and Mitzaira and Menudah blive the Safik. And then we have Shila Shalom that we said Avil and Mitzayra are Aser and Menudah is a Safik. So the Gemara Vayta Avil Aser the Torah. Avil is not allowed to learn Torah. When the Kamar upon Yecheskel Daim because Hashem told Yecheskel be quiet. That means even from Torah. And in Masechtas Tainis it says the reason is because Pekudei Hashem Yesharim Mesam Chilev because the Torah is Mesamech you. That's why you're not allowed to learn Torah. And once you have that pasuk, you understand that you're allowed to learn Dvar Maram. But Avos also with the Torah, Menudah Ma'av with the Torah is a Menudah learning Torah. I'm Rav Yosef. It's the first surprise. It's Tashma Menudah. Someone who's a Nidui Shoyna, he could teach Torah. V'Shoyim Lo, you could teach him Torah as long as you stay 4 hours away. Look, as Menudah stay 4 hours away, so you could teach him Torah and he could teach you Torah. Niskar v'Niskar Lo, he could work for you and you could work for him. Mukhrim, but if you go into the next Darga Mukhrim, when do you go into Chayim? Someone who is a Nidui 30 days and he doesn't listen, and you put a Nidui another 30 days after 60 days. The next thing on the list is Chayrim. He goes to Chayrim. That, Loishayna, Loishayna, you can't learn with him, he can't learn with you. Loinisko, Loinskarla, you can't work for him, and he can't work for you. Aval, even a Mukhrim, Shayna will ask me. He's allowed to learn Torah for himself. So Yafshikas Lemudah, he shouldn't forget his learning. And how has he make panos if he can't work? He's allowed to make a little store for his panos, whatever, like the minimum needs. For example, Maya b'paks da'aravis. In paks da'aravis, there's no water there. He could sell some water bottles there. Shema mino, so you see, a menuda is mutter b'tayra. Remember, avos as tayra, menuda is mutter b'tayra. Is mitzayra allowed to learn tayra or mitzayra? We said menuda is allowed to learn tayra or mitzayra. Toshema, it says in the pasuk. This pasuk talking about. And it's passing the Torah, telling us to remember about Har Sinai. It says, "V'datim levenechol ve'venechol yoyimashem matov nei Hashem lekecha b'chayiv." You should remember the day he stood before Hashem lekecha b'chayiv. Mala halon, and we learn from there. Just like there by Har Sinai, when you heard the Torah, you were be'ema v'yira b'res v'zia. You were mamish in a matziv of yira. You were like scared out the word right word, but you have to use the Hebrew word is be'ema v'yira. It means you were ready in. With concentration, listening to the Torah, weren't like in a holistic mood. You weren't being silly. Mekan Amru Hazavin VaMitzrayim Boil Nidos Mitarim Likrois B'Torah V'Yirah Meksuvim. So that Dosh Teit is that as long as you're Be'Eim of Yira, you can learn Torah. Even if someone's Tamei, he could be a Zav, he could be a Mitzrayim, he could be a Boil Nida. Mitarim Likrois B'Torah V'Naviim Meksuvim Moshanas Medrash Learn Medrash Talmud VaHalachos VaGodos. He can learn everything he wants. But the Bali Kariyim Asurim, but a Bali Kari is also. Why is a grashi? If a simcha v'kalas roish, a person becomes a balkari from simcha and kalas roish, and therefore no ema, and therefore he can't learn until he goes to the mikvah. That's what it says in this brisa. This is one of the makaris for Tfilas Ezra from the pasuk. Al kaponim, What you see from here is that a Metzorah is Mutter v'Taira. Shema Aminah. So again, when it came to Taira, Ava was Aser. Menuda and Metzorah are Mutter in the Taira. Vaita, what about taking, washing your clothing? What about washing your clothing? Avel Aser v'tach b'isis. Avel is not allowed to wash your clothing. The Siv says in the Pasuk, the Maisa in the Nach, where Amnoim and Tamar, was a Maisa, and Avashalom Maisa killed Amnoim. And Yibadav Melch was very upset at Avshalom, he had to run away. Yoav tried to make Shalom. He tried to bring Avshalom back to David HaMelech, and in order to do that, he brought in a lady who may believe she's an Avelis for one of her sons, and the other son wants to kill that son, a whole story. And Yoav said, dress up like an Avel. So what did Yoav tell this lady? V'yishach Yoav, tukua, v'yikach m'sham isha chachma, took a smart lady, v'yayimar lehes, ablina, go into Avelis, v'lishina, big de evil, put on big de evil, tzuchi shemen, and don't smear any shemen, v'yisa ki ish, isha zeh, yom rab misav ma'amez. Make believe you're someone who's misav ma'amez. What does it say? Big de evil. What do you mean? What kind of big de, what's big de evil? Teretz is, it means dirty clothing, clothing that are not washed. So, akapon, you see from here, Avel's also to wash clothing. What about menudah? Menudah mitzroy ma'im lechvesis. We learned the brayz tabanam and tashema. Menudah mitzroy masurim l'sapel v'kavish ma'mino. They're both that both menudah mitzroy are now allowed to wash laundry and take care of kach ma'mino. So that's all the same. They're all now allowed to do laundry. Avel, right? Another thing about avel. Avel and menudah. Avel chayy bekriya the kamar chmalim le'aron loyse froim. We don't rip your clothing. Mechlal. It's only there because Shcheres Nisan, they have Chnukas and Mishkan, they said not to do it. Not to shter the Simcha of Klal Yisrael. Mechlal the Kuli Am Mechayv, everyone else Mechayv in Kriya. Menudu Ma'av Kriya, take it, we're not sure. Mitzayir Ma'av Kriya, Tashma, it's a Pasuk. Begodov Yiyu Ferumim. Shiyu Mekorom, Shema Mino. You see, the Godin have to be ripped. So you see, Mitzayir has to be ripped, Aval also, and Menudu is a Safik.